Hey, everybody! It's time for your hot minute on the weekend! That's right, I love this hot minute because why? I'm comfy and soft and cozy and lots of coffee, and
I
I
made a
hear
good
you.
cup of coffee for you this morning.
I know, because I
You
don't get
know?
up till I absolutely have to.
I know. I'm up with the sunshine when it hits. You
I
sleep.
know.
You're sleeping in. Well, hey, here we are now. We're doing a hot minute. You've got your cup of Joe, and what are we talking about?
I'm gonna, because sleep is a gift. I cannot let you just leave that out there. Sleep is a gift, and I like to celebrate gifts that are given to me when they're present. All right, you guys, the hot minute for this weekend. Really simple. I want you to think about the trajectory of your life right now. Is it going in the direction that you desire? Are the things that you're working so hard for showing up in your life? Or are other things showing up? And how is it that you're contributing to those things that you simply don't want showing up in your life? Christine, it really is an extension of what you started yesterday with the yes and the no. So often we're clear about what we want in our life, and we're not sure why it just isn't showing up. Why is it not manifesting? Why is it not something that is present in our life? And the challenge is we have to look at the decisions that we're making, our behavior, and what is it that we really believe right now? And can you make different choices in alignment with your beliefs, your true beliefs, not the beliefs that people say, ah, oh, you should do this, you must do that, you have to do that. The responsible person does this, that, and the other thing. Say no to that. Say yes to what you know is true about you and your life and what you want right now. I guarantee you, as you go through that process and you make those choices and you behave according to what you believe, the idea of what you want in your life and the real action, the real activity, the real presence of it will show up. It will all of a sudden be there, and there you are. Yes, I'm talking about money. Yes, I'm talking about relationships. Yes, I'm talking about all those things that we desire for our life, the miracles in our life each and every day. Christine, that's my weekend hot minute, and thanks for the tee up yesterday.
It's a good thought, isn't it? Absolutely, my pleasure. And to add one little piece to what you just said, that it is in the small steps. Think small steps. Think in terms of simply working on when you need to say no, and it opens up the space and the time around you in your life, but also internally inside of you, that you're putting down boundaries and you're putting something other first. You're making that space, but you have to start with the small steps first. That's what brings movement and momentum. That's right alongside the doing in your life is putting yourself first. Yeah, I love it. Deb, thanks for bringing that up. Something that I want to put on your table for the weekend is a goal. My goal for this week was to have my eyes light up and smile in delight at the world around me with what I was simply experiencing. And that equates to a good, positive, uplifting feeling inside of my soul. So it doesn't matter whatever is on your plate. It doesn't matter if you've got a group of people who are not saying kind things about you, or if you're struggling at work, or if you've got conflict that's sitting inside of your family, you still can have a goal of seeing things in a way that is absolutely beautiful and that is optimistic. And that's just something that I always say, I want my eyes to smile. My goal is that I have smiling eyes, and I have blue eyes, and I want them to sparkle. That doesn't happen from the outside in, that happens from the inside out, and I get to make that choice as long as I have it as a target. It just changes everything. So, you guys, that's my hot minute for this weekend. I love you very much, and we'll catch you on Monday.
And that's another hot minute.